For 26-year-old Tori Burt, birth control is crucial.
Since my early teens, I had irregular menstrual cycles, so I knew that I needed to be on birth control to help regulate that. In addition, I always was fluctuating with my weight, and I just was like, oh, I'm trying to be a normal woman.
But on her most recent birthday, her healthcare situation changed.
I turned 26, and no one prepared me for that to say, hey, by the way, when you turn 26, you gotta get your own healthcare. So when I got to that point and I didn't have healthcare, I was like, oh man, I need birth control.
Without insurance, she couldn't afford to pay for it.
The type of birth control I had at the time was the NuvaRing, which had served me great. It's probably one of the best birth control methods. No acne, no weird weight gain. It was perfect. And when I found out that it was like going to be like $200, $250 just for one, and I'm like, oh my God, I need them every month. It was kind of like a panic that I went into.
Working as a server at a local restaurant and earning minimum wage, she realized she needed to apply for Medicaid.
And it's so taboo for me to say, I'm an educated person and I went to college, I have a degree. To go and have to apply for Medicaid is like something where I'm just like, this is crazy. And I never thought that I would be in that predicament where I would have to apply for Medicaid, but I had to. I didn't have a choice.
And even with healthcare through Medicaid, she was still in need of immediate birth control.
So I was at the gym, and I was listening to Pandora, and it has different ads that come through. And I didn't realize that Pandora was geographically linked, so it knew where I was. And it kind of, this announcer's voice came on, and it was like, do you need birth control? And I said, yes, to myself. I'm like on the treadmill saying, yes, I definitely do. And then it says, well, did you know you could get free birth control in your area? And I just stopped right there mid-stride. And I was like, yes, I need this. What is this? So the entire announcement went through and it started to play to another song. So I had to stop the song and go back so I could hear it again. And I clicked on it and it took me to a website that had the listing of places that give free birth control. And I just kept staring at it like, wow, I can't believe that this is something that is available in my area. Not only that, but it was available at multiple locations. It was available at like a bunch of different clinics. Where I went, it was at Westside Health Center, which was on 16th Street.
Westside is Delaware's largest federally qualified health center. The center's chief medical officer, Dr. Tom Stevens, says that contraception services were offered before their partnership with Upstream, but not same-day implantation of the long-lasting devices. He says that was problematic. Some women would ask for it while in the delivery room, but by the time they'd come back to the doctor's office, they'd be pregnant again. And for others, having to make a second or third appointment was also a significant barrier. But through the health center's partnership with Upstream, Westside now has the capability to provide that same-day care for patients like Bert.
I called, they set everything up, and before I knew it, I was there, and I made an appointment. And I was originally going to get, first of all, the nurse practitioner. She was very, very, very informed, educational. She didn't make me feel like she was rushing me out, because it was a very busy health center. And she initially told me, she said, yes, we can get you the NuvaRing. It's a mail-in rebate. And so I was like, oh, well, she was like, yeah, you'd have to pay $50 or $150 because it's $50 for each up front. But then we would mail you back. And I was like, oh, man, pockets are a little tight right now. But she said the Mirena is free.
Still, Bert was a little skeptical.
And I was a little nervous because I knew it was an implantation and I didn't know much about it. Some of my friends who had experienced it, they'd given me horror stories about it. And there's like so many malpractices suits about it. I was just like, I don't know. But the nurse practitioner said that she had one. The medical aide that was in the room, she also said she had one. And she said that it was, you know, they loved it. So through worry, calling my mom, calling my sister, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this. But both of them said, you know, it's a guaranteed bet and it is going to be safe for you and it covers you for 5 years. So I said yes, and I'm so glad I said yes.
Another aspect of Upstream's training is focusing on the safety of contraceptive devices like the Mirena and debunking myths that suggested they were scary or unreliable, Understanding the science behind the device was also important to Bert's decision.
Your body doesn't necessarily have to continuously have like a releasing of eggs. Sometimes your body doesn't even release eggs. It's more about the uterine line shedding. And basically what the Mirena does is the chemicals in the Mirena help to already thin your uterine lining, so you don't really have much of a period per se. You know, you don't have much of the extreme cramping and going through that because it already thins your lining already. So in the Mirena, it lasts for 5 years. So 5 years without a period is, I'm okay with that.
Bert has had her Mirena since July and is happy with it so far.
And which I thoroughly enjoy because tampons and women's products are so expensive. They call it the pink tax, which is ridiculous. But it is. It's so ridiculous that something that we can't control, we have to pay so much money. I mean, a box of tampons, good ones, ones that are perfectly fit and they're, you know, they're like $18, $20. And you go through that like in a week, in less than a week. And so, you know, people are buying so many things, those products, you have to go back out and buy them. And they're just, they're costly. It's like a membership that you don't want.
Bert hopes upstream and devices like the Mirena can help other women like herself. She also hopes it'll help others like one of her friends who became a mom before she was really ready to be a parent.
She tells me the same thing over and over. I love my son, but he could have waited. He could have waited, you know, and that's kind of like the theme that I hear a lot of my friends who are going through either, you know, co-parenting or, you know, being a single mom. You know, they're saying that, you know, if I would have had access to, you know, proper birth control or been educated on what birth control options are out there, if I would have gotten it for free, you know, I wouldn't be in the predicament, you know, let my son, but he costs a lot of money. Diapers are not cheap.
And Bert, who turns 27 on Halloween, isn't in a rush to have kids herself either.
I think 27 is like the sweetheart year because all my friends who are my age are like getting married. They're like settling down. I'm like, oh my goodness, when's the next happy hour? and that's awesome because like I want to be able to say, okay, 5 years from now, I'll be 32. I think that's a good age for me to say, yeah, I want to be a mom.
But if she changes her mind, no problem. The Mirena doesn't have to stay in for 5 years.
If I met the love of my life tomorrow and we're like, yes, let's get married, let's have babies, I can go and have it removed. And they said that if I wanted to get pregnant, I can get pregnant almost, you know, instantly, you know, within a month if I really, really was adamant about it to have a baby. And that's the beauty of upstream, too, is that it allows you to dictate, you know, when you want to have a child. It's women empowerment. It's being able to say, I take control of my life. I can take control of when I want to have a child, not on someone else's time or timetable, because having a child is expensive as all get out. And it's awesome to know that there are services that the government can provide. And that's something that we desperately need, and I hope that doesn't change. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, if there is a young lady out there who, you know, has been through a trauma and, you know, she didn't have access to proper birth control. And now she's in a situation that she never thought she would find herself in. So it's amazing that this is something, and I really, really stress and urge that like proper health care and women's health care should not be something taken lightly. And it should not be something that, you know, the government should be able to say, you don't need that.
For Delaware Public Media, I'm Megan Polly.